Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Man, I just love that song. I love that song.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. Swallow your fears. Swallow all the things that hold you back from living life. Because if you don't swallow it, it's just going to be staring at you in the face, and it's going to be scaring the life out of you. And when it scares the life out of you, you're of no good. But when you swallow, you digest it. You take in what you need, and you pass what you don't realize. And then you realize, actually, well, you pass what you don't need. And then you realize that, wow, that was nothing to be afraid of. It's like going on the roller coasters. For most people anyway, me, when I look at it, I don't want to do it. Absolutely not. But once I go on, it's like, wow, that was kind of fun. I want to do it again. Yes, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you, yes, you make a difference. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. If you want to find out more information about me, you can go to lifecoachade.com. I am here Monday through Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, most of the time, because there are times when we have extended show, like the Spiritual Tag Team, and, you know, it just depends on what happens sometimes. We just go with the flow as we create a new way of being. I am grateful. And I love it. I love it. Speaking of gratitude, let's go. This is just a perfect segue because that's what I am, grateful. And then I remembered, oh, this is the inspirational message for the day. Gratitude. Gratitude is the opposite of complaining. Stop right there. When you're complaining, you're not being grateful. Let's keep going. Gratitude is the opposite of complaining. Honestly, check in with yourself. Is the backdrop of your thinking gratitude, giving thanks for what is? Or are you insatiably complaining about what you imagine you don't have and think you should have or do have or don't want? In your answer lies whether or not you identify more with your true identity as the self with a capital S, content in its own being, or if you are stuck in the ego's whining, self-absorbed attachments. Gratitude rests upon the solid rock of trust, the cycle of trust built in relationship with spirit. We no longer resist what is or what is not. Ours becomes a life of surrender, loving the giver more than its gift. Love it. Loving the giver more than its gifts. Then we are in the flow of the way things really are. And God's life is consciously our own. Live that.
Michael Bernard Beckwith. I can actually hear him say, live that. Live it.
For those of you who joined the party when we love stream, you know what I mean. You just live that now. I'm living it, I'm loving it, I'm experiencing it, and I'm grateful. Welcome, welcome to Harley, Tamara Joy, silent listeners, my co-producer, Betty P. Gies, Kamau is in the house, Celeste is in the house, Glenda is in the house. Every time I say that, I keep thinking of that rap song, but I'm not going to go there. A rapper, I am not. Not this lifetime, anyway. So, let's see. So, quick announcement. Tomorrow's show. I hope you're ready for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show should be fun. Betty and I are just working things out. We're working things out. Let's do this. Tomorrow's show, the topic for tomorrow is... based as fast as my computer can get going because we got things to do. Come on, work with a brother here. Okay, I think I know what it is because I put it in. Why men are afraid to express their feminine side or something like that. Just look on it. I don't have to do too much thinking. Wow, all this... what else was I going to say? That's tomorrow's show. And next Wednesday, a week from to now, I say to now, but that came out of nowhere. It sounds like that's a new word, to now. A week from to now, or today, but I like to now. A week from to now, we're going to have Michelle Brown Stafford. She'll be back for the regular monthly visit, Conscious Parenting. And then that's Michelle Brown Stafford, Conscious Parenting is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then 2 p.m., we will have Lisa Iverson for Ancestral Blueprints. So real quick, because we've got a lot to cover today, move through. Yesterday we talked about, we dipped our toes in spiritual goals and cultural goals. We had some shift happening, lingering from Monday's show. So shit happened yesterday, kind of knocked me out a little bit. But out of all that experience yesterday, so much happened when I talked to Betty. We have a show we're doing on Monday because of yesterday's show. And Nahali, Sylvia, had a question that wasn't addressed. Well, kind of addressed it, but I wanted her to break it down a little bit more. So we're going to, in a minute, go to Nahali, and she's going to ask that question. And then we're bringing... Brenda Kay is a psychic and visionary artist. She lives in Australia, so I had to pre-record the interview because right now it's about 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't want to do that to her, not with all the modern technology. I want to welcome all of you on the phone lines, lots of people on here, new numbers. It is nice to see new numbers, new faces, new fingertips, new usernames on the computer. Oh, by the way, don't forget to share the show. Okay, it's a secret between me and you. Share the show, text the show, like the page, do everything you need to do to get the word out there. Because I have a goal. I have a cultural goal of what I want to achieve this month. But you know what? My cultural goal is rooted in my spiritual goal. So even if I don't attain that goal, I ain't tripping. I just let spirit do what spirit does. If you don't understand what I mean by spiritual goal and cultural goal, we're going to do another show on that again, maybe sometime next week or 2 weeks from now. But because yesterday was something else. So, okay, I think we're ready for Nahali. Let's see. Let's go to... Well, let me do this real quick. Let me go to my co-producer real quick because... time is doing what time does, and my co-producer is trying to mess with me. She got both hands up. She got, okay, yep, exactly, got it. All right, so real quick, Betty, how are you doing this afternoon, this moment, this to now?
I am doing great.
Good, as you run from one phone to the other.
I am.
Love it, love it, love it. I just love that you can multitask and you can make it sound so simple and so easy. But, you know, I like putting people on blast sometimes. Because nobody would have known that unless I said something. But they still don't know what I'm talking about. But you and I know what we're talking about, and that's all that matters. So anyway, all right, let's go to Nahali's question. You ready for Nahali's question? Sylvia? I'm talking to you,
Hello?
Betty. Yeah, I said, are you ready for Sylvia's question?
Sure.
Okay, good. Let's do it. Wake up! It's early in Utah. It's 2 hours behind. Now, okay, let's go. Let's go to Sylvia's question. We can knock this. Hey, Lisa's back in the house. I love your icon, your image, your picture, your profile picture, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. Get it out of your head. Hey, Sylvia, how are you doing?
I'm
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. It is nice to hear your voice for the first time.
Yeah, for the first time, and it's nice to talk to you too.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so yesterday you were talking about, tell us.
Well, you were talking about the difference between goals and cultural goals, and my question to you was, you know, what does it mean when you do have a goal for yourself and you're passionate about your goal, but it just seems like life derails you. It always leads you astray from, you know, what you think your goal is in life or, the passion that you want to pursue in life. In my particular case, it's this imaginary, I guess, career that I thought I wanted when I was in college, and I've been trying to achieve it, but, you know, life happens, you get married, you have kids, you have other jobs, and then sort of things take over, and every once in a while you get that little nudge, like, remember that goal, remember that passion, and you want to, institute it again into your life, but then again, other things take over, and then, so my question to you is, like, you know, if it happens so often, isn't it sort of a message that it just is not meant to be?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Where do I attack? So much is coming up for me. Let's see. Okay, so first of all, you said this is really, you had a goal. This is a goal you had when you were in college, right?
Right.
And then you've had children, you got married, life happened, but you find yourself revisiting the goal you had in college.
Yes.
Right? So you see right there, you see where the misalignment is. You're revisiting an idea or goal that you had when you didn't have children, which ain't no joke, is the highest form of spiritual practice. And the second form of spiritual practice is marriage. So now it makes it challenging for you to actually see clearly, because when you had that goal, you didn't have kids. You were married. So you can see life differently. Now you've had different experience. So you might want to pay attention to that. Is it a nudge or is there regret? So just feel with that. Just kind of just look. Yeah, actually, let's stay with that for a minute. Is it a nudge or are you regretting what you wanted to do with your life and now life happens and here you are? So answer that. Is there regret?
Yeah,
I guess it is.
I guess it is because sometimes, you know, I hope it's part of human nature. I find myself in contact with my colleagues that I knew from years ago, and they are at different stages of their professional careers, where I am not. And so, I start to question, you know, what fork in the road did I not take that, because I had, you know, like I said, I had different goals. I was going to do college. I was going to do Greenpeace. I was going to do this. Then I got married, and then everything kind of, you know, shifted.
Well, I tell you something, I was going to be ready for my show, and it may be not as big deal. I was going to be ready for my show. I was ready, but I was going to be signed in at enough time to be relaxed. I didn't get to sign in to 5 minutes, like, oh, my God. So life happened. So here's the thing. I definitely hear regret. I hear you comparing yourself to other people and wishing and thinking where you could have been. The best goal you can set today is from where you are right now.
Yeah.
All the goals that we set, it's more because we believe it's going to make us happy. It's going to bring us fulfillment. You can still do that now. Think of your circumstances right now. And what is it that lights you up? And set your goal. If you want to set a cultural goal, I wouldn't even want to go there with you right now. I want you to set a spiritual goal. With you, I want you to be able to take some time with yourself, if it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, to just sit still and ask Spirit, ask God, what is your idea for my life? What is seeking to be birthed? What is it that is in me? What is it? What does it look like? What is it in me that wants to come out? So instead of comparing yourself, when you do that, oh, you're doing yourself a disservice. That's some serious judgment. Don't do that no more, please.
Okay.
Love yourself enough to allow they're walking their path and you're walking yours. You can't compare, because the career that you wanted, you don't even know if it would have brought you happiness that you thought it would give you.
Yeah.
So get still and really just go within, ask Spirit, ask your inner being, sit in the space quietly, get a pen and paper next to you, that with all that you have going on in your life right now, what is seeking to be birthed? Your passion is always alive.
Your dream is always alive. Even if you're a mother, if you're a wife, if you're not, or you're in a career, your passion, what you're here to do is always alive in you. So now you want to be still enough to pay attention to it.
I think that's excellent. I think maybe that's part of the nudging that I feel, that there's something waiting to be birthed, and
exactly.
I just haven't given myself the time to explore that.
Yes, indeed. But what you do when a nudge comes, you recognize the feeling and you take it back to the nudge you felt when you were in college. So then that great nudge, that little chick in the shell trying to break out, you feel that tap and you took it back to when you were in college, and regret
yeah.
kicks in. And then you go into regret. So
yeah,
you can't pay attention to it because, like, oh, I don't want to hear this nudge because he's making me feel regret. But the nudge is saying, now, Sylvia, right now. And you're like, yeah, I hear that nudge. Go back to college. I didn't do it. Other people have done what they want to do. Regret.
I'm having an aha moment.
Great.
Okay.
Love it.
That's insane. I've never thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm. So now when you get the nudge, you say, yes, I am ready.
Woo. Okay.
You feel that? Ooh,
yeah,
gosh.
I did.
Yes. You say, now I am ready. Order my step. Guide me. Direct me. Yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so it is. So commit to listening and move from to now. Move from now. From now.
Okay. I will.
All your power is in the now. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Ooh, thank you for that gift. I'm about to blow up. Whew, thank you, Sylvia. I told you, I just knew it. You had your guys working with you saying, okay, you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I'm going in and out. Am I still going in and out? Let me know if I'm going in and out. Thank you, Tamara. I am grateful. You know, Sylvia shares her story, and we all can relate to it on some level. If you're here today, if you listen to the archive, you can relate to it on some level. And which part of that activates your own goal and your own life? Where else in your life do you get a nudge to move forward, but you tap into regret? And you go into regret, so you miss the blessing of the moment, and you go into criticism of self. We all can relate. All is truly well. We are moving nicely. Oh, woo wee! I just love it. I'm about to just blow up over here. Thank you, Sylvia, for that gift. It is such a blessing to be in an alignment. And Sylvia, I want you to keep me updated now. You got my email address. You got my website address. You can go there and send me an email from there. Keep me updated. I am here to assist you so that you will actualize and realize and manifest your dreams, your goal this lifetime. You don't have to come back dealing with regrets. You can just manifest and experience the reward of you saying yes. And we're going to continue the conversation on Life Conversations Radio. A message from Sophia, Goddess of Wisdom. So, what was I going to say? Something happened on the switchboard and it just knocked out my thought. Yeah, so Brenda K. Let's see. Okay, great. Thank you, Betty. She said I was breaking in earlier. Ooh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia. Yes, perfect time to bring Brenda K on. And FYI, as I said at the beginning of the show, Brenda's in Australia. It's about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And yes, we can do things we love, but sometimes we've got to take care of our body. And because of that, we did a pre-recorded interview, and I'm going to bring that to you. Bear in mind, you got to listen differently. If there's any distraction, just kind of turn down the distraction because she's using Skype. The sound is not the very best, but it's good enough. And then, I'll just keep you updated. Let's do this. I am grateful. Life is good, and it's getting better.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Brenda, it is so nice to have you here. I'm looking forward to this conversation, and you're all the way in Australia, so this is so much fun. The things we can do with modern technology, so exciting, so exciting. So,
I know you've been here before.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I know you've been here before, but every day is a new day, so this question I've asked you before, but I'm going to ask you again. Who is Brenda Kay? Who are you?
Oh, who's Brenda Kay? Like I said last time, that is such a big question, Ade. I hardly know where to begin. I have many hats on with my work and my life. I am a psychic artist, which means I draw the spirit guides of those that are around you in spirit or helping you. I'm also a clairvoyant and a visionary art as well. And the visionary art is a very important part of who I am at the moment, but where my focus is. And this is the way that I was first introduced to Sophia, the goddess of wisdom. She came to me in a vision after reading some material about her, and that has really started me on a whole quest of bringing in more of these visionary work.
Yes, you talk about Sophia, the goddess of wisdom, and you and I have been talking back and forth, emailing, technical difficulties after technical difficulties and missed appointments and all this other good stuff in between. But we're here today. And yes, indeed. Perfect timing. Yes, yes. And as you know, I've shared one of the sessions you had with Sophia. But before we actually go on, for those who don't know Sophia, when we say goddess of wisdom, tell us, who is Sophia?
Sophia is an Eastern European goddess. She is the goddess of wisdom and the world's soul. She's a mother goddess, and she inhabits the waters of the earth. So in these times, that is a very important thing to remember, and that we can call on her assistance to help all the creatures of the sea, and of course we ourselves are the vast majority of our being is water, of our bodies. So she inhabits us as well in that sense. Mm. And many people see her as the feminine aspect of the Holy Trinity in the Christian faith. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Very often people see the Holy Spirit as the feminine, and Sophia is the one who actually takes on that role.
Okay.
And when I first drew Sophia, she came through with a verse that I'd like to read out right now, which kind of explains her role within the context of that Holy Trinity. So this is the verse that came through. Mother of all mothers, I was there in the beginning, dreaming. All that I dreamt was made manifest by the hand of God. My soul flows in the raging rivers and gentle tides of earth and of you. Dream with me a gentle wave of peace to cloak the earth and humanity, and know it is manifest in perfect wisdom. I am wisdom. So when you hear that, it gives you that sense of her as being the creative force, the feminine creative force behind the masculine manifestation aspect of God.
I love the fact when she said, I am wisdom, and looking at wisdom as the feminine aspect. And I've always said wisdom is the masculine aspect and the feminine is the wisdom. And when they come together, you're talking about creation. So, Sophia, the goddess of wisdom, and you said she's the mother of all mothers. Is she known by other names?
Oh, yes, she is, Ade. There's many cultures and societies throughout the world know this exact same being by other names. And some of the other names you would recognize is Isis and Astarte, Inanna, Shekinah, Ishtar, Tara. That's just a few. But all of these goddesses, when you research them, you'll find that they all have their basis in wisdom. They all wear beautiful wings. They have beautiful multicolored wings.
Uh-huh.
They have a crown of stars. They are the mother goddess.
Uh-huh.
So they all have that in common.
And I'm thinking of an email in the correspondence that you and I have. You said she's also known by as Kuan Yin. Is that correct?
Kuan Yin, yes. Yes, that's another of her manifestations. So she has many, many different manifestations, yes.
Okay. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. My guest is Brenda Kay. She's a psychic artist, and we are talking about Sophia, the goddess of wisdom, and talking about sharing her story about this reunion, if you will, and the experience that we're having. And we're asking some questions. So if you, Brenda's not in the studio live, she's all the way in Australia. And she's actually a day ahead of us, so it's quite fun. Thank God for modern technology. So you shared briefly when I asked you the question, who are you, a little bit of the contact between you and Sophia. But I want to ask you, you know, take us through the process of how you connected with her.
The first connection I really had was a book that was given to me many years ago, it was handed to me, and the name Sophia, Goddess of Wisdom, really struck a chord. And for some reason, I never went to that book to read it for years. It sat on my shelf, and I moved and shifted all over the globe. And I kept packing it away, but I could never quite part with it. I actually gave away so many books, but that was one that just stayed with me. And it would have been about 3-4 years ago. Some reason my hand just went to reach out for a book, and that was the one I took, and I just started reading it, and I didn't stop reading it until I closed the book at the last page. I was absolutely captivated by the energy and by the beauty of what I was reading about Sophia, and it made sense in so many ways. It fills a lot of the gaps in my understanding, particularly of the Christian religion and how it ties in. It was like she was like a thread that wove through so many different religions that I had looked at over the years. So I was very, very much inspired by that. And then it was very shortly after I finished reading that book that I heard about the Trail of Dreams tune, the Walkers for Peace,
uh-huh.
who we all know and love.
Yes.
And it was when I found out about their journey, their walk around the earth over 3.5 years, and that was another inspiration that was coming to me at around the same time. And so I thought what I would like to do for them was to draw, to bring in through a painting that they could maybe sell or to auction or whatever, so in order to raise funds for their walk. So when I sat down, it was seemed that the obvious choice was to channel Sophia. And so I brought through the image of her. And at the end, I scanned the image, sent it off to them with an email to say, I really admire what you're doing. This is what I've done. This is an image of Sophia. And, you know, if you ever find yourself in Australia, please look me up. And it was a couple of hours later, they were on the phone. And we're an hour from your house. Can we come and stay with you? and so we became very firm friends. They stayed with me, I think, for about 6 weeks. And so that was the first first little piece of magic that happened around Sophia. And since then, she just remained with me and has really guided me through a journey of initiation, which included paintings that I brought through over a 9-month period. I did it as a personal initiation, but at the end of that, I realized I needed to share that with the rest of the world. So I brought paintings on 9 levels of ascension that assisted me, but I'm also looking to find any opportunities to share that with others. It's on my website if anybody wants to go and have a look at that.
Yes. And the website address is Brenda K Art, Brenda K A Y A R T .com. Brenda K Art, as in artist, ART.com. And if you click the button that says visionary art, you see a picture of Brenda holding on the. She's just, Brenda, you're so happy holding that picture. I was like, ooh, this is my greatest painting. And it's such a beautiful picture. I mean, you painted that?
I certainly did.
Wow, that's so much details. How long did that take you?
It took, I did it over a couple of days, but in terms of how long I actually sat in front of the piece to do it, maybe about 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
I have to point out here, Ardo, that it's not actually me, Brenda, sitting in front of there.
Right.
I have so much assistance from Spirit and, you know, the just simply evolves on the page. So
yeah.
I have very little input on a personal human level.
Right. It's a beautiful picture.
Thank you so much, yeah.
Wow.
And so many people have been inside contact me because of and she carries an awesome energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I'm getting hypnotized just by looking at it. The website address, once again, is BrendaKAY.com. Brenda, KAYART.com. And on the tab, if you click the visionary art, that will take you straight to the image. And then you can play around with the other tabs as well, not just that one. I want to ask you this because, you know, this is something that I'm always curious about. When we talk about the goddesses, the saints, those are support, assisting us on the other side of the veil. Sophia, was she ever in a physical body?
Not in my research have I found any evidence of that. She's a celestial being.
Uh-huh.
And has not had a human incarnation that I know of.
Uh-huh.
That's according to my understanding so far.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to an interview I did with Brenda Kay. She's a psychic artist and a visionary artist. And we're talking about Sophia, the goddess of wisdom. And the second part, she's going to talk a little bit more about the encounter and what the goddess of wisdom, Sophia, has for us, especially as we move into 2012, people panicking and worrying. We also have a channel session that we're going to be playing that's recorded. I'll tell you more about that. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll continue what are we going to continue again? The interview. That's what it is.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, indeed. We dare you to live your best life. And how do you do that? By taking back your voice, stepping into the truth of who you are.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and let's continue with the interview. Here's a question that I have for you, and I'm really curious to hear your answer about this one. When other people channel, when they channel the non-physical beings, the channeler, if you will, the person doing the channeling, they tend to have a different accent, a different sounding voice compared to their regular voice. But I've experienced your session with when you channel Sophia. Your voice is the same. Two-part question, really.
Do you know why other people who channel non-physical beings, why their voice change? And the second part is, with you, why is your voice the same? It doesn't change, doesn't have a different accent. So the first question is, why do people support some people when their voice change? What's the reason for that? And in your case, yours is the regular sounding voice.
I understand. Okay, so to answer that question, I need to explain that there is a difference between trance channeling and conscious channeling.
Mm.
When you're doing a trance channel, excuse me, it's like your essence is actually leaving your body and allowing another being to fully take over your body as a vessel in order for them to speak. And that's when you're getting perhaps different accents and so on. And you know, while I have worked in that way in the past, when I'm working with Sophia, I'm working more on a conscious level. And when that happens, there is a process of an adjustment so that I'm sharing the space of my human form with Sophia. So we're working in tandem within my body. So it's like when she's speaking through me, or when she's channeling through me in whatever form that takes, I'm actually consciously aware of what she's saying. So there's like the human part of me, Brenda, that's in the background, and while she's speaking, I'm saying, "Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, that's nice. I hadn't heard things like that before." And so I've got this kind of conversation going on in my head, and there's this position of observance of her as she is also speaking. I don't know if that makes sense to you, or you can understand that. Maybe it's an experiential thing, but that's how she works.
Right.
When I channel her. Now, I find with Sophia, when I channel her best and when I get the clearest message and understanding from her is when she actually really likes me to write. So we actually work best on the computer.
Uh-huh.
So what happens when I sit down to do a channeled message from Sophia, I sit at my computer and I'm able to just allow my fingers to move over the keyboard.
Mm.
And so I'm not really directly involved that much in the content of what's coming through. So it's a similar thing where we share the same space, but I'm just observing the words that are appearing on the screen.
Right.
And then that's why the voice is sounding so similar to my own.
Uh-huh.
Because once I've finished that channeling session, then I can actually sit down, call on her energy, really bring her in, but at the same time use my own voice to actually project the message.
Uh-huh.
So it's a convoluted, but that's the way it works best for us.
I got it. I love how you said that's the way it works for us. I heard that. Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. My guest is Brenda Kay. We're talking with her. She's all the way in Australia, and we're using Skype, so that's why the sound quality is the way it is. But if you listen with your inner ear, you will hear everything that you need to hear. But if you listen with the outer ear, ooh, that's on you. You now do regular sessions, but you have a particular session that you do with Sophia every full moon. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, it was a couple of months ago. Sophia came to me very strongly and talked to me about the necessity to bring in a higher understanding about the changes that are on the planet at the moment. And she came through, would have been around the time of earthquakes and tsunamis on the planet, and there was a lot of fear being really spread throughout the media. And people are really, a lot of people who are not understanding that this is a wonderful and exciting and terrific time of change and opportunity on the planet. Certainly, and I'm not wanting to diminish the sacrifice of the people who were involved in the immediacy of the events that have happened. But at the same time, she wants to bring through a message of great hope, and what she was saying to me was that all of these incidences that we see and the events that are unfolding on the planet, they are opportunity disguised as loss. And so if we want to focus on the negative aspects of that and the drama and the painful process, then that is what is going to be our reality. However, if we focus on the opportunities and see that there is a lot falling away, that the heart of the world is opening in compassion for, you know, all of everybody that's involved in the shift that's currently taking place, if we can focus on the celebration of what's possible and what can now be brought forward, then we can really create a positive reality for our future. And I like to really say here too that there's a saying that I like to use, that reality flows where your focus goes.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we really need to continue to focus, and I think this is what the message is to focus on the positive. We focus on the reality of peace and joy that is unfolding before our eyes. And see it in those terms, then, you know, this is the important message that she has for the earth at this time.
It's funny, as I listen to you, it's almost like I can sense somebody saying, well, how do I focus on compassion when people are dying, women, men, children? But what I'm hearing as well is for us to really transcend what we see with our physical eyes and see the truth and see beyond the illusion. And it sounds like, well, what I'm hearing is we have to think and see and hear differently. We have to go back to the beginning. The beginning meaning the creation, to source, to God. To look at every event, every crisis, every opportunity that shows up through the eyes of God. You know, and I think then we can look at things with compassion, because if divine order is always in order, then there are no mistakes. So I guess as spiritual beings having a human experience, our charge, our mission is to look at everything going on around us right now through the eyes of God. And I really believe that's the answer. You know, people worried about 2012. Yeah, things are ending all right, but I love when you said the heart is opening. The Mother Earth is doing what she does, and it's just part of the process of the cycle. So, yeah, it's about us loving ourselves differently. Yeah, and I definitely get that.
Exactly. And I think if we can honor the sacrifice that those involved, the people who are dying, you know, in these situations, and see that as a beautiful sacrifice that they are actually making, and they're completing their karmic agreement to actually be the ones that crack open the heart of the collective consciousness of Earth. And when we can view it in that way and put them up there and honor what they've gone through and open our hearts, you know, in that compassion at the moment, that's when we can see the beauty and see the opportunity of the gift that this is.
Yes, yes, yes. this is fun, it's exciting. Before you go, Brenda, one last question. And this is more of a personal question directed to you. Since you've been channeling Sophia, the goddess of wisdom, what differences, what changes have you noticed in your own life? And I guess, and also people that you've shared the information with.
Okay. What I have to say is since this information has come through, since Sophia has actually impacted on my life, I'm noticing a huge upsurge in my levels of creativity. I'm finding that I'm needing to create more, you know, in an art sense, certainly, but also in creating my reality and being able to really focus on how can I make choices in my life that are going to bring in more beauty, that are going to bring in more light, that are going to bring in more purity and peace. And I'm finding that my creativity is becoming stronger and stronger in being able to achieve this. So there's a greater sense of like going with the flow. So when I'm saying that, it's, you know, where I see there's a choice to be made of whether I go into some kind of fear or drama, whether I choose to go into the flow of peace, then
I can go with just that rightness of everything, and that I can see that everything is just right as it is, and be able to create within my own life. And the more I create my own life, that sense of peace and purity, then that can expand out then to everybody that I bump into in the supermarket, or every soul I come across is going to be impacted on that. The more we can do that within ourselves and create in, I mean, that comes back to the same themes, you know, that are they're often talked about, and we hear about it, we know it intellectually, but now is the time to really feel that in our heart, and to be able to create reality from that. And I'm finding that with other people, as far as other people go, there's a hearing here that there's a lot of confirmation in what is coming through of their own inner knowing. So they're feeling, people are generally feeling more understood and more cared for by the words of Sophia.
I was going on a journey with you. I had my eyes closed unless I was listening to you and just what is possible. I know I said that was the last question, but I got one more question. You and I, we've talked about, you know, sharing the sessions that you have with Sophia, Goddess of Wisdom, the full moon session that you have, sharing it on Life Conversations Radio. We should be getting one real soon. I want to ask you, what do you think, how should people listen to the message when they hear it, and what should they do? Is it just something to just listen to and say, oh, I heard it, or is there another step beyond just listening to it? How should they incorporate it in their lives?
Well, Ade, in my understanding, it doesn't matter how you listen to it, it's about how you hear it. And I think the words, it doesn't matter whether or not you are in a state of deep meditation, or whether you're doing your dishes or brushing your teeth, or it doesn't matter what you do around the words. The words are going to have an impact on you at a cellular level regardless of what you're doing. Certainly, if you choose to take it on board in a very conscious way, really open your heart and hear it with your heart, then you're going to be able to use that information more immediately in your conscious life. But the words will not escape you. Once you hear them, and once you take them on board into your own resonation, it becomes a part of your truth. And whether you work with it consciously or not, the words will still have their effect.
So basically, our life will change simply by just hearing those words. There's nothing we can do to hide from it.
That's in my experience, Sophia has a very potent way of making herself heard in whatever way it takes. She's a very beautiful being, and she has a wonderful job to do on the earth at the moment, and she has a beautiful way of doing it. So, yeah.
And thank you for being the channel through which the message is being delivered, through delivering this wonderful work and being a vessel for inspiration, for compassion, and you know, if anybody knows you, I know you, but if anybody have ever met you, you've definitely got a big heart. So you're definitely an expression of Sophia. You're definitely an expression of that love, of that wisdom.
Well, thank you, Amy. I appreciate that very much. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's opening to channel Sophia, but I'm just very grateful to you to be given the opportunity to be able to share my understanding and to share her words with you and with all who are listening.
Yes. And I am definitely looking forward to you coming to, we say up over because you're down under, so I guess this will be up over.
Well, start looking for me around the end of the year. I could very well be over there then. We'll see.
Okay, great. Well, I look forward to it. Thank you very much, Brenda. And you're truly a blessing. I feel your love. Brenda K is my guest. Her website address is brendakart.com. Brenda K
That's KAYART.com. And if you want to see a picture of the goddess of wisdom, Sophia, you can just click the tab that says Visionary Art. And it is just a beautiful picture. Thank you. Thank you very much, Brenda.
Thank you, Ada. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. And the session with Sophia is coming up in a few minutes as we get ready to release the show. I want to just thank all of you for being here, for listening, for bringing your energy. Queen Yukus is so nice. Queen Goddess, should I say. Oh, let me get that name right. Queen Goddess Yukus. It's nice to see you in the house. Now, Harley is in the house. Celeste and Tamara and Glenda, Kamau, and all of you that listen on the archive, thank you very much for your support, for all that you've done. For those that have been listening since 2008 on Blog Talk Radio, through Blog Talk Radio, and those of you who've been listening through 2004 on when Life Conversations, the radio show, was taking shape. And then it became a radio station in 2006. And, you know, we talk about this wisdom and the shift that is happening. Shift is happening, shift is happening, shift is happening, and shift is happening, and shift is happening. Oh, I said that already. Okay, shift is you said it. Stop. Shift is happening at Life Conversations Radio. So we are bringing you a whole different format starting on Monday and Tuesdays, that is. We now have a new format. And instead of Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, it's now the show will be called, and you will know what the format is by listening to the show. What's the name of the show again? Okay. where is it? I want to read it to you exactly as we received it from source. Ask Life Coach Ade. Open forum. Ask Life Coach Ade. So Mondays and Tuesdays, sometimes we'll have a theme, what we're working with, but we'll be open to taking your questions on whatever it is you're dealing with, whatever, doesn't it? You don't have to, even if we're not talking about it, whatever question, whatever challenge you're dealing with, maybe something that you've called in about and you're struggling, you're still stuck, and you want a quick life coaching session on air, live, ask Life Coach Ade, and that's starting Monday, a few days from now. And so prepare for that. I'm all excited. I'm buzzing. I do what I call my spiritual Tourette's. I get the spiritual twitch when something is just in alignment. So 347-426-3346. Save that number on your cell phone. Write it on your forehead. Put it on your computer. Tattoo it on your arm. Wherever. Do whatever you need to do. Put it in your skull. Oh, wow. So now, yes, I know you're ready to listen to what's her name again? That woman that has the wisdom. Sophia, the goddess of wisdom. I have a trip. I know it. But I had to extend the show a little bit. And so here she comes. But let me warn you, once again, the sound, it's kind of tricky. You have to take in some deep breaths so that you can hear with the ears in your heart, not the ears in your head. The ears in your heart is the inner ear. The inner ear is the one you want to listen to right now. And tomorrow, actually, because I've been communicating with Brenda, because she's in Australia, there's like 23 hours ahead or something crazy stuff like that. So right now she's in Thursday. And she's going to get me a clearer one that's got a better audio. And if I get it before tomorrow, or if I get it today or tomorrow morning, I would definitely play it at the beginning of the show before we deal with why men are afraid of expressing their feminine side. And we got a special guest joining us. They'll be here tomorrow. So we're going to take both sides and just see what men are thinking about their feminine side and what the challenge is, afraid of not being too feminine, afraid of not being gay, or maybe you can be gay and still be a man and all that other thoughts. So tomorrow's going to be Hot Topics. Sounds like The View. Hot Topics. But anyway, so here's the channel session with Sophia, and brought to you by Brenda Kay, my guest. Let's do this. And then after this, we'll just come together and hold hands and breathe together and love together and share together and release the show. Here we go.
It is time now to connect with the power of your innocence. All that you thought was so very important before is now falling away, and you're being led to the place of absolute truth inside your heart that tells you that you are innately pure. It is out of this spiritual path that a new paradigm will find its resonation in a way that opens the desire and the path for truth on this planet. This journey to truth in the world begins with each and every individual who stands upon the earth at this time. Illusion is rapidly dropping away from your mind, body, and life, and are beginning to see with the eyes of innocence, purity, and love. Real values of simplicity are creating the path of ease and grace that you have longed for so long. Society has made a complicated and confusing world that simply does not ring true anymore in the heart and soul of hope and people. Look through the eyes of innocence in every day.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
You either just said, "What happened?" or you said, "Whew, thank goodness for that." But whatever you said, it's all good. It's just too painful. I can't take you through this. I'm going to just drop another email to Brenda again. And she said she'll get it to me, so be ready for tomorrow's show. But we'll definitely play it tomorrow at the top of the hour before we go into the Man and Spirituality show, which is Why Men Are Afraid. It's just too painful. I'm getting messages in chat room that it's hard to hear. And I'm sitting there saying, oh, God. No, I can't take you through that. I don't want you to be frustrated. So we're getting ready to release the show. Tomorrow is the Masculinity and Spirituality show. Tell the brothers, tell the sisters, tell the babies, tell the children. And maybe don't tell the children because some people trip out about stuff that they hear. But bring the adults who are open and willing to grow and expand and express and embrace their feminine side. And let's have the conversation. Bring it from whatever angle. You know, we might even end up talking about homosexuality. You know, is it evil? We weren't trying to go there, but that's coming up now. Maybe we will. But anyway, so we have somebody who's gay joining us, be speaking for his perspective. We got somebody who's not gay, who is also careful about not feminizing, if you will. Is that a word? I think it is. Feminizing boys. So, and then we got somebody else who has been, people thought he was gay because he was different. He wasn't like regular guy. So it's going to be a great show tomorrow. I'm sure it is. No matter what, we're just going to bring it. We're going to bring it. Well, so yes. Well, so tomorrow, speaking of bringing it, we'll bring Sophia back tomorrow. That's just too hard. That's just too painful. I can't put you through this. I tell people, I do not take my listeners for granted. I love my listeners, and I don't want you feeling stressed. It's been a great day. So let's just release all this energy, all what's going on. It's an interesting week, the full moon energy trend, all kind of stuff going on. People just doing stuff, and we're growing and shifting. And we're going to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And I'm back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what else am I trying to say? I'm thinking and I'm talking. And that's not always a good thing. But I'm going to do it because I can. A song that's going to get you jumping. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Yeah, this is what we need. I'm glad I said that. See, it's important to sometimes talk and think. I wasn't sure which song to play, so I'm thinking which song I want. I'm looking at my file. I want to get you guys dancing and like, whew, just embody all the wisdom that is flowing through you right now. If I can find it. There we go. I got it. So it's time to release the show. Thank you. Thank you, Celeste, Glenda, Betty. Thank you for all you do behind the scene. Tamara, Nahali, Sylvia, Silent Listeners, Kamau, Lisa, all of you that listen to the archive. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for following the show. And tomorrow's show, yes, remember the number, 347-426-3346. Bring your questions. You can bring your comments to what you think. What you think, maybe single mothers who have single mothers who are raising boys. Some mothers say as a single mother, they don't think they can raise a boy by themselves. You know, we're going to talk about all of that tomorrow. Life is good and it's getting better no matter what is happening. And knowing that all of your power lies in the now. All of your power lies in the now.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. And you know what? It's a simple thing, because nobody can live your life the way you can. It's for you. You've been pre-approved to live this life. This is for you. Nobody can do it but you. So you better do it.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
And as you do it, as you live your best life or struggle or not quite sure, next Monday, if you want to move from where you are to where you want to be, but you're not quite clear, you know the number, 347-426-3346. Peace and blessings, and this is Giwa Imata. Giwa Imata, and it's time to dance. I know Glenda's going to love this.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Okay, I'm going to stop teasing y'all. This is it right now. Be still, be love, and be grateful. See you tomorrow. Come on now.
Welcome you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.